about someone being raped or somebody else.
It's not really in my vocabulary. I have no term for it.
Okay.
Nothing more than I can think of. Guardian. That's about the only thing I can think of. It's just not really like in my vocabulary.
What would you call a child that had both of its parents deceased?
An orphan, really. That would be the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Would he be an orphan if, if a person was, a person was living in an institution where, you know, orphans live, he'd be an orphan. But would you also consider him an orphan if he was adopted out?
Well, if he was adopted out, you know, like he had parents to us, you know, like the way he accepted it, you know, even though they weren't his real parents, they were people that don't care.
So he lost the,
yeah,
lost the designation of being an orphan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about, were there several children that you regularly played with when you were in elementary school, you know, like a group that you had an association with?
Not really. I always played with the girls.
Okay. How about high school?
High school, I ran with about two other guys.
Okay. What did you call yourselves collectively? I mean, what would you call that? Referring to someone else, me and the...
Me and the other guys, I wouldn't call it a gang, primarily, but my boys, really. We used to call ourselves the Fishbowl Three, you know, that kind of Fishbowl Trio, because we were driving an English Ford at that time, and an English Ford looks like a fishbowl. We used to run around in that English Ford all the time. That's a big thing. The fire engine, the blue marlin, and the fishbowl. You know, so we used to call ourselves the Fishbowl Three.
That's weird. Well, that reminds me of the things I used to do. Not all that far apart.
So. Okay.
How about when you were a teenager a few years back, were there ever any rough word exchange games that usually start off...
Dozens.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, playing the dozens.
Yeah. Anything else you might call them?
Talking about your mama. That's about the whole situation. You know.
Okay. Usually ended up in a fight?
Not necessarily. We all had good sense of humor, and we always had the best, when you played the dozens, you had the best respect for a guy. Like, always. Never. You never played the dozens with anybody who you didn't have any respect for. His mother.
They asked for trouble.
Yeah, you did, really. That's what it was. So if I started talking about my boy's mama, I always, you know, like, when I got to her house, she was Miss So-and-so, she was Miss Lariac, or Miss Mamie, or something.
Okay, but they usually started talking about his mother.
Yeah, we always talked about each other's mama.
Okay.
Right. That was our poke, you know. You know, your mama carried a mattress on her back and put it in front of the parking meter.
Ran down and watched his face his leg.
Yeah, right. Your mama played fullback to the Husky Horns.
Have you ever heard it called ranking or sounding?
Yeah, I've heard it in other places. He ranked down on him, but we just called it the dozens. It was just a natural thing with us. Everybody played the dozens, you know. And you know, people just, to us, you know, like, you can't do it now, but we just had good sense of humors, you know. And we knew that, wow, my mama is a pearl among gems. And you never played the dozens with anybody who you didn't know, or whose mother you didn't respect. You always played the dozens with somebody's mother you respected.
My brother used to play with me. So you know.
Yeah, your brother used. I used to play with my brother.
So you know, there you go.
Yeah, you know, like we talk about your half of your mama. That kind of stuff.
How about when a new kid moved in a neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he or she have to go through any kind of initiation rite or any kind of ceremony before you were accepted or anything like that?
No, really. Just bring his baubles, we'll take his too, and so.
How about a kid born in a neighborhood have to go through anything at all to try to fit in? I mean, how old would a person have to be in order to run around with a crowd of, say, like 13 or so? Or 12, let's say.
We didn't have any designation of that type of situation. If he was able to run, he was able to run. That's it.